بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال تعالى واستأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu ordered us to have his taqwa and to be in Islam and not to die except in a state of submission to him. La tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Except in a state of submission to him, except in a state of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to grant us this. Just yesterday somebody sent me this video from Kuwait of Sheikh Ibn al-Khattab, who passed away while giving a khatira, by giving a bayan on the seerah of Rasulullah ﷺ, and his last words were, La ilaha illallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-Ala bi ghayri hisab, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an ending like this for all of us, inshallah, with La ilaha illallah as the last words that we speak, Muhammadur Rasulullah. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to make his shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat of Surah Ibrahim which I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we should be grateful to him and express our gratitude. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the one who does that, I will increase my blessing on that person. Wala in kafartum inna adhabi la shadid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the one who does not do that, the one who is ungrateful, then let him beware of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is severe. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among those who are grateful to him. Gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is to be done in two ways. One is gratitude for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us generally and collectively, which is in the conditions that we find ourselves in, which is in whatever he has given us in our lives, in our countries, in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these things in many places in the Quran, and it is our job to read what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about his blessings and to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. To express gratitude specifically with consciousness, it is not just a matter of saying or feeling I am grateful. No, it's a specific thing. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alam naj'alil arda mihada, wal jibala awtada, wa khalaqnakum azwaja, wa ja'alna nawmakum thubata, wa ja'alna al-layla libasa, wa ja'alna an-nahara ma'asha. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ هَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of things that we see every day, of things that we encounter every day, of things that we feel every day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, have you not seen the earth as Allah has made it, as level and as He spread it out for our convenience and our benefit? Now just think about that. As we, this is the whole issue of Shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the whole issue of ta'alluq ma'allah. This is the whole issue of tawajjuh ilallah, of rujuh ilallah, that we live our lives consciously, not just robotically, not just unconsciously, thoughtlessly. So as we walk on the earth, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, you made this earth like this. Because there are places in the world, and today, thanks to the internet, even though you may not visit that place, you can see it, where just to go from one place to another, a person is climbing 1,000 feet. Climb 1,000 feet and you see what it means. Right? The other day I went up to Skinner Mountain, you know, on top where that house is. So I climbed that whole thing. That's about 900 feet. That's the meaning of 1,000 feet. 1,000 feet is 100 feet more than that. Now we don't have to do that. To come to the masjid, to go home, to go to our workplaces, you are not climbing up and down hills and mountains. There are people doing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, well, jibala awtada. Now, this is in geology. We understand the position of mountains as pegs which anchor the tectonic plates so that there are no earthquakes. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention to sleep. Allah said that He created the night and He gave us sleep for us to rest. Now, this looks like a small, it's not, nothing is small. You know, the fact that we lie down and 10 seconds later we are gone. Believe me, this is the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a friend of mine who was telling me that his friend, who is a very big diamond merchant in Bombay, he said he was driving with him somewhere. And, he said, I'm driving with him and I'm thinking, you know, subhanAllah, this guy is a billionaire, he's a diamond merchant, he's got all this business all over the world and so on. They were driving in the night and they saw some people sleeping on the pavement. I mean, in Bombay, if you go to some places, it's a common sight, you know, all over the place. So that friend of his, who is a billionaire, he says to his friend, he said, you know, to be in that man's place, I am willing to give up my whole wealth. So this chap said, what do you mean? You want to sleep on the pavement? He said, I want to sleep. Pavement, no pavement, doesn't matter. I want to sleep. He said, I cannot sleep. I cannot sleep. And he says, there is nothing that I have not tried. There is nothing that money will buy which I have not bought. There is no treatment that money will get me. Because I have no money, is not an issue. But I cannot sleep. He said, I just spend my night sitting on a chair and, you know, just sort of dozing a little bit, eye will close. It's called sleep apnea. And he said, during the day, while I'm talking, I go to sleep. I start snoring. He said, I will give all my money, all this stuff you think I have, I am willing to give everything to be like this man. And who is he pointing to? Some guy sleeping on the pavement. He said, this man is able to sleep on that stone pavement and this is Bombay, right? With all the smells and the heat and the noise and the pollution and the mosquitoes and everything else, nothing disturbs him. He is fast asleep. And he said, I cannot sleep. This is the meaning of shukr. The meaning of shukr is to be conscious of every little thing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everything is from Allah, min Allah ta'ala. It is a sad situation of most people that we become conscious of what we have only when it is gone. Only when it's gone. When we have it, we are happy, we are busy enjoying it. We don't even think about this. When it goes, then we say, oh my God, what happened? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. Allah says, Azwaja. Allah reminded us of our spouses, wives and husbands. Ask somebody who has a problem in his marriage. Your life, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, they asked him, what is fi dunya hasana? He said, Imratu Saleh. He said, a good woman, a Saleh woman, a woman who is, a wife who is pious. Ask somebody who is having problems in his marriage. His life is a living hell on this earth. Alhamdulillah, if Allah gave you a good spouse, a good husband or wife, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Go in sajda and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Appreciate that. Every little thing. I sometimes ask people, I said, how many times in a day do you kiss your wife? Yeah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said these things, so I don't have to feel ashamed standing in the khutbah saying this. How many times a day do you kiss your wife? How many times a day do you kiss your husband? How many times do you tell your wife what a wonderful person she is?
How many things, how many so-called small things do you notice? Do you show appreciation? Many times people feel, you know, what is this? Why should I show appreciation? Why must I always say thank you, thank you, thank you? She knows, he knows. Then let me ask you, Allah does not know? Why is Allah saying, La in shakartum? Express thanks. Allah does not know? Allah needs you to tell him? Oh Allah, I am thankful. He doesn't know? It's not a question of whether the other person knows or not. It's a question of your duty to express your thanks. How many of us thank a car parking attendant? How many of us thank, there are people working on the street. There's a friend of mine in Jeddah, where he carries, he takes bottles of water and cans of, you know, juice and stuff, puts them in the fridge, and when he goes to work, he has them in the car next to him, and as he is driving, he sees, you know, the street sweepers and construction workers and so on. He will stop the car and he will pass them out. Now, in the heat, somebody gives you a bottle of cold water. What is the value of that? Think about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a person plants a tree and birds eat from that tree, Allah will give you a reward for the birds eating from that tree. We know the two ahadiths where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave a man and gave him Jannah because he gave water to a dog, a thirsty dog. And opposite the lady, she confined this cat in the house and the cat died because she had no food. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed Jahannam for her. This is the meaning of Islam. The issue is thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I recited for you only one of the passages from Surah An-Naba. We all know all these ayats, so I don't have to translate them. But I'm just saying that think about this. Reflect on this in Surah Ar-Rahman. In many other places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned His ni'mat. He has mentioned His blessings on us collectively. As human beings, what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, rain. Did you ever think about this? Just reflect on this thing. 1 inch of rain, right? We say rain, so many inches rain fell. 1 inch of rain on 1 acre of land, the quantity of water weighs 130 tons. That rain is coming from what height? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent that rain, instead of one drop at a time, if He sent 130 tons of water in one shot from that height, what do you think will happen? There is not a building which would be standing, there is not a car, there is not a person who will be left alive. It will be like a tidal wave coming from the top. In Sri Lanka, you know what happened with the tidal wave, right? If that tidal wave drops from the sky, what do you think will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that rain one drop at a time. Now, did we think about this? Just reflect. Just think about this. Same rain, 1 inch of rain, is instead of coming one drop at a time, if it just comes dump, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends it with khair. He sends this rain one drop at a time. So it doesn't harm you, it's beneficial for you. Allah mentioned this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what about the plants which grow? The food we eat. Blessings, generally speaking. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful and to enable us to express this gratitude to Him constantly and always. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى said إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وعلى خلفاء الراشدين أبا بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, We are talking about the importance of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ تَعْزَنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Allah ordered us to be thankful to Him, to express gratitude and to beware of being thankless. As I mentioned to you, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two ways. One is for the general blessings that He sent on all of us. The second one is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the specific things that Allah has given us. This is different for different people. There are things that Allah gave us in terms of ourselves, our faculties, our abilities, our education, our thought process, the fikr, dhikr, all of this. And there are things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us through other people, our families, our teachers, the people who serve us, the people where we live, our neighbors. Rasulullah ﷺ said, the one who has not thanked the person has not thanked Allah. Rasulullah ﷺ said, the one who has not thanked the individual, the person, has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, being grateful consists of also thanking those people through whom we receive benefits, whoever they might be. The whole focus on Islam is towards thanks and towards spreading goodness and benefit all around us. Rasulullah ﷺ said in one hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, he is not a Muslim, he is not a believer, he is not a believer, he is not a believer. He said it three times. They said, Ya Rasulullah, who is not a believer? Now think about this, when we read this hadith, what is the meaning and what is the power of Rasulullah ﷺ himself saying, he is not a believer. What does it mean? It's not a small thing, right? It is the Nabi himself saying he is not a believer. If Rasulullah ﷺ said somebody is not a believer, there is nobody on earth who can deny that, who can change that. So Rasulullah ﷺ is saying he is not a, three times, he is not a believer, he is not a believer, he is not a believer. They said, Ya Rasulullah, who is not a believer? He said, the one from whose hand his neighbor is not safe. He did not say Muslim neighbor, neighbor, whoever it might be. The one from whose hand his neighbor is not safe. In another place, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, they asked him, who is a Muslim? He said, the one from whose tongue and whose hand his neighbor is safe. Whose tongue and his hand. So it's a question not just of saying, physically I don't do something, but you know, people do, they talk all kinds of things and so on. Now imagine, Rasulullah is not saying this is a good thing, you should do it, this is a bad thing, don't do it. No, this is a qat'i thing. He's saying the person is not even a Muslim if by his tongue or her tongue or by his hand or her hand, the neighbor is being harmed. It does not matter whether the neighbor is a Muslim or non-Muslim, makes no difference. A Muslim is supposed to spread goodness around himself or herself wherever they are, irrespective of who there is around them. If you say, I live in the middle of the forest, I have no human neighbors, no problem. You've got trees, you've got animals, you've got birds. These are your neighbors. They asked him, Ya Rasulullah, to what extent is this responsibility? When you say neighbor, what does it mean? One house, two houses. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said 40 houses. And he said, in front of you, behind you, to your right, to your left. Now, when I was reading this hadith, I was thinking to myself, how do I, for example, here now, what is 40 houses? We live in cities, we live in big apartment buildings, so how do you count 40 houses? Because he's talking about Medina at that time, the town planning or whatever it was in a particular way, but today we live in very different environments. What is 40 houses? And my understanding of it, wallah alam, I hope I am right, my understanding of it is this 40 houses, the way it is to be interpreted is literally whoever you come into contact with is your neighbor. So when I'm driving on the street, whoever else is on the street is my neighbor. If I'm in a shop, whoever is in the shop is my neighbor. If I'm in the masjid, whoever is in the masjid is my neighbor. If I'm in my house, whoever, wherever I go, whoever is around me is my neighbor. Therefore, that neighbor has a right on me, and therefore I need to fulfill this right. I need to thank them, and I need to do things where they will experience only benefit from me. This is the value of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens? We get taqwa. Because what does gratitude do? What does thankfulness, what does it do? It makes you love the one you are thanking. You know, even in life, you see, if this brother has done something for me and I thank him, then between me and him, there is friendship, there is affection, there is love. And if we continue that relationship every time I meet him, it doesn't have to be a big thing, small things. But over time, we become very close because we are causing benefit to each other and we are thanking each other. Now, with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't cause any benefit to Allah, but Allah is giving us benefit on a daily basis. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it brings the love of Allah into our hearts. What is taqwa? Taqwa is the fear of offending the one we love. It's not fear of Allah. It is the fear of offending Allah because we love Allah. Because fear is a negative emotion. If you fear something, you run away from it. You hate something which you fear. But what is the quality of the believers? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ Allah said the believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone or anything else. So how do you put these two together? By this. By saying, the more I love Allah, the more I fear to offend him because I love him. Why would I want to offend somebody that I love? So the more we love Allah, the more we fear offending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we love Allah? By being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more I make shukr, the more love for my Rabb Jalla Jalla, because I am making shukr, I am saying, Subhanallah. Ya Allah, what a world you created. Subhanallah. What a beautiful thing. How did you create? The other day, I am very fond of birds and so on. So the other day, I went to this shop and tractor supplies, and I got some bird feeders and I got some bird feed and so on. And I went to the checkout counter, it was $60. So I thought to myself, especially converting it into Indian money and so on, I said, this is like 6,000 rupees or 5,000 rupees on bird feed. So I said, have I gone mad or what? Then I thought to myself, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you plant a tree and the birds eat from that, then Allah will give hasanat. So I said, inshallah, this is not a tree, it's like a tree, so inshallah, I will get hasanat. Now I took and I hung it up, and at my age, climbing trees is not an easy thing to do. So I had to climb on top, hung up the bird feeders and put, and then these birds from, I don't know from where. Before I put the feeders, I didn't see a single bird in the place. Now when I put the feeders, it's birds from everywhere, all kinds of beautiful birds. And I'm thinking to myself, Subhanallah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. He makes me do the khidmat for his creatures, which are birds. And give them food, because in this winter, with snow everywhere, they don't have food. So he is making me do this. Imagine, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people like this has Allah made and given them the job of doing our khidmat? How many people are there today? Alhamdulillah, we are sitting here, we are safe, we are in a good environment, thanks to what people are doing around us. So the more we thank Allah, the more we love Allah. The more we love Allah, the more we become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more taqwa we have. Because of which our lives are full of confidence, because Allah is with us and they protect us from sin. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all among the shakirin, all among those who are thankful to him and grateful to him. Always. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما اعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فانك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فانه لا يضل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب اليك ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار امين يا رب العالمين يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينحى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدوا يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة.